Blackstone Audio presents Money Well Spent? The truth behind the trillion-dollar stimulus, the biggest economic recovery plan in history, by Michael Grabel. This book is read by William Hughes. For Laura. Author's note. The American Recovery and Reinvestment Act was the largest economic recovery plan in history, better known as the stimulus. The $825 billion package passed in February 2009 included a mixture of tax cuts, safety net spending, and long-term investments in renewable energy, education, and infrastructure. Adjusted for inflation, it was nearly five times more expensive than the Works Progress Administration, WPA, credited with easing, if not helping to end, the Great Depression. The stimulus cost more than it did to fight the Iraq War from 2003 to 2010. It was bigger than the Louisiana Purchase, the Manhattan Project, the Moon Race, and the Marshall Plan to rebuild Europe after World War II. When the various extensions of stimulus provisions are taken into account, the recovery program cost well over $1 trillion. 75 years from now, historians will still be debating the effect the federal stimulus package had in ameliorating the Great Recession, just as they do now with the New Deal. Economists and nonpartisan forecasting firms estimate that the Recovery Act created and saved 2 million to 3 million jobs. Without it, they say, the unemployment rate would have reached 12% and lingered in the double digits until 2012. When the last dime is spent, more than 41,000 miles of road.